Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is David Hunter Jr., who's an actor, writer, and a producer, and the co-founder of Made for More Entertainment. David, I am so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for the welcome. It's great to be here. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I don't even know where to begin in terms of asking my question, what inspired you to become an actor, writer, producer? But let's start with whatever you started doing first, and then kind of walk us through the journey.
No, for sure. I'm an actor. I was an actor first. I always loved movies, entertainment. I grew up watching a lot of TV, going to the movies every year. It was just for a birthday gift. It was an AMC gift card, so to go to the theater. I went to school to study theater, and afterwards I worked at like an improv house that performed shows, theater. And then upon relocating to Los Angeles, California, I just really dove in head first. The producing and the writing came a little bit down the road. I had a kind of a health scare, so I had to stop acting for a while. And during that time, I wasn't able to act, but I started writing and started creating, and that kind of sparked a thought of, wait, I'm made for more than just being an actor. And so I started a production company with my brother and a friend from college called Made for More Entertainment. And so we create projects that impact, inspire, educate, and entertain. So those are the four pillars we try to touch with everything we do.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about that. So Tell me, what went through your mind when you went through the health scare as an entrepreneur, right? Because obviously co-founding the Made for More Entertainment, it's an entrepreneurial journey. How did that help you? Because I know a lot of people can be, you know, they take things negatively. When they go through something that's a health scare or something traumatic, it tends to, you know, affect them in different ways. Everyone's different. But talking to you even before our interview, I can sense that you're very positive. So just share one or two things about how that helped you become a better, stronger entrepreneur.
Yeah, no, it really did. It kind of, you know, when you go through something like that, it kind of brings a real, like, I want to say like a thought process of being in the present and understanding that you're not really in control of a lot of situations, and it's not really what happens to you, it's how you react. So obviously a health situation, really tough. I was young and I didn't know what to do, but I realized, hey, I want to be part of stuff that outlives me. Because if something happens and I cannot, you know, for God willing, I cannot be here, well, the projects that I'm a part of, they'll remember my name, they'll remember what we do. And then the goal became, you know, making an impact on everybody that we meet. So when they think of us, it's like when you go to a party or an event, you're like, are they going to have food there? Or is it going to be good? You know, when you watch something that we do, you know, oh, that's the good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I really admire like A24, you know, companies like that, Macro, they do a lot of great work. So when they put out a trailer or a film, you know, oh, I got to see that. So that's really what inspired me to keep going and say, you know, I want to make an impact in everything that I do. No wasted time.
That's amazing. I kind of went through that when I lost my dad. I feel like it woke me up and made me realize that I have to just stop analyzing and getting in my own way and just be bold and do whatever it is that I want to do today, not like wait until I'm ready with this and ready with that. It's just like, stop wasting time, get out of your own way. So thank you for sharing that. I know that's a very, that was a personal question, but let's dive a little bit into Made for More Entertainment. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, well, no, thank you for sharing too. And it just that I definitely relate to that as well, that inspire. But Made for More, just what it is, we're made for more than just being an actor, primarily because it's when it came from my idea, but we're made for more. So, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from Jerry Rice. It says, you know, go the extra mile, it's never crowded. And so what we do, we're really trying to set a tone of like creating impact. So when people come onto the sets of any project that we do, they realize, oh, this is different. You know, we're not just about getting a check. We're about, you know, creating a life and making an impact. So we have philanthropic events that we're trying to do, you know, for the community. There's, you know, it's not really going out there yet, but there's something called 52 Days of Joy, where we're trying to do something, or 52 Weeks of Joy. We're trying to do something once a week to impact the community. You know, my mother was a social worker, And so obviously she dealt with a lot of people in very unique situations. So that impact. So it's an entertainment company, but with life aspirations. So even the content that we do, it's like, we're telling a story. One of the recent projects we had was called Honesty, and it's a TV pilot, but it's about six friends who meet once a month for a year after their friend passed away. And so we broke it up initially for the pilot into webisodes. So the first episode is a year from the death. The second episode is 8 months from the death. Third episode is 4 months. And then the last episode is a week after the death. And now we're pitching that to platforms and networks. So again, a lot of the projects are about made for more. And so it's just different. They really come from, you know, just real life experiences that everybody's been through. You talked about loss, you know, everybody's experienced that, so you can relate to it. So really, really just everything we do, not trying to be so deep. We're having fun with it. We have a project called Can You Relate, where it talks about the funny arguments that happen between couples in various situations. So it's, you know, arguing over what to eat or, you know, what to wear, or, you know, just a little comment about somebody on a television show. It's like, oh, you like that? Okay. All right. Thank you. So it's just, I guess, made for more. It's bigger. And it's not about us. I think that's the biggest thing. I joke with my teammates. I say, it's not made for Dave. It's made for more. So I really don't have to be in every project. I can write, I can be behind the scenes. And I really love, as an actor, I understand how hard it is to make it in this industry. And so being in a position where I've been able to write, and then I have people believe in the writing and they funded the projects, I'm able to give other actors a chance to act and showcase, because I don't really feel I'm going to have an issue with that. But it's like creating projects that people not only act in, but that are good projects, because sometimes people are acting and they're getting a check, but it's not really something they want to be in, or it's not something they're proud of. And so we don't want to be that. We want to be something, hey, tell everybody I'm in this show, you know, those hit shows, This Is Us, Just Stop. So hopefully we can create something like that, which is lasting, you know, memorable for years to come.
David, tell me one thing that you figured out while you were starting out Made for More Entertainment that you think really took your company to the next level.
One thing that I figured out, and I didn't figure it out on my own, it was from my brother and my business partner, is that you don't have to rush. So many times we're trying to get everything done in a day. You know, I'm single, but I want to get married. I want the kids. I want the family. I want the career, and I want it by 5 o'clock. You know, you want it all in the same day. And so I realized the less I tried to do, the more we got done. And so no, we didn't rush. And some of the content that we shot a year ago, we didn't release it for a year, and it ended up being better instead of like shooting it last week and rushing to get it out. So really taking your time, not being anxious. And it's easier said than done. But now that I look back in hindsight, I'm like, man, taking those moments to just let something build and breathe. When it was released when it was supposed to be, it was right. And then we didn't have to go back and like correct mistakes off of rushing. So taking your time, I think, is one of the biggest things that I learned in starting out.
That's such great advice. I know it was about, I want to say 12 years ago, I was working on a very large campaign. It was like a multi-million dollar campaign for 3 weeks, TV advertising. And it was just so stressful. And I remember one of my teammates supporting me on this project stopped and said, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. And that stuck with me until this day. I'm trying to embed that in my girls. I'm trying to embed that in my team, that slow is smooth is fast. I know sometimes when we rush, we think we can get there faster, but we end up making so many mistakes, and then we have to clean up the mistakes, and that ends up just costing more and slowing us down. So I love that. I love that you brought that up. Honestly, you're the first guest who brought it up. Thank you for sharing that. But let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges in the entertainment industry.
Challenges, obviously, I think one of the biggest ones everybody can relate to is financing. You know, we all have great ideas. How do we do it? And then if you have a job that pays you a lot of money, that's great, but you can get a lot of money, but you don't have the time to do it. So how do you get both? And so I think money is really one of the biggest challenges, because you want to do it right, you want to do it correctly. And then after you do film something, I think distribution or marketing, how do you get it out there correctly? You know, we live in the land of social media. So everyone has something, everyone has this, everyone has content. And it's like, how do you break through and make yourself different to stand out from everyone else. And so that is something that I don't think we figured out all the way, but I do, I will say that I am me, and I can be the best me I can be. Nobody else can be David Hunter Jr. And so that's really, and it's taken a long time to get here, but I really say I'm at a place now where I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm not worried about what anybody else is doing. I admire it, I respect it, but I'm going to do what I can do. And I think that's what's helped to set us apart to kind of break through a little bit, but challenging marketing and money.
That's awesome. I mean, that you mentioned that you're you and no one else can be you. And it took a long time for you to become you. And to value that, that's huge. And I hope our listeners out there are doing the same, because I know I've gone through a phase where I would just think that I needed to be better. I needed to be like this person and that person. And then I stopped one day and I said, I can never be like anyone else. I'm an immigrant. I was not born and raised here. I came to the States when I was almost 13. I learned English at 13. Like, there are just some things that I cannot and would not want to change. So just value yourself and be happy with who you are and get out there and just show that side of you, because I'm sure there are a lot of people that aren't so perfect and, you know, might have an accent and can relate to that. So thank you for bringing that up, but let's talk a little bit about marketing, because I own a marketing agency, and although I help tech startups that get funded millions and they want to scale and acquire customers, obviously, you know, that's a bit more challenging to do than brand building and creating awareness. But obviously marketing has changed tremendously, especially I think the pandemic made a lot of things harder, because now the online space is so noisy. It's so saturated. So, you know, if something was so much easier before to take and do, you know, to release a video and make it go viral could have been so much easier. Now it's almost impossible. What are some, I mean, obviously, you know, there are a lot of challenges, but then what are some opportunities that you are seeing now? You know, let's be on the positive side.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with social media, for one, you can create and put yourself out there. You know, you can gain eyeballs in a way that you've never had before. There is, I think, an encouragement to create and to be unique and get your story out. There's a lot more opportunities for access, because you couldn't, you know, we couldn't go necessarily into an office space to meet somebody face to face. Nobody was giving out their emails to reach out to them. So unless you could get a meeting, you couldn't get in there. But now everybody's like, yeah, email me, because I don't want you to come in. So I think the access is definitely there for marketing. And I really say there's a space right now where they're looking for fresh faces, fresh stories, unique stories, unique people. And if you look out there, there really is a show on every channel. There's so many networks out here. There's so many platforms. I think there's a lot of opportunity. So it's just being creative and finding what you want and finding your niche. And I think you can get in and that's, you know, Google. I definitely reached out to people, Google, I DM people, respectively, you know, didn't hound them, but it's like, I definitely, you have the opportunity to just ask a question. And when you're genuine and you're real, I think that goes a lot farther. It's like, hey, I have a question about a show, or I'm creating this, or would you mind taking a look at this? People are more receptive than you think. And the worst they can say, it's just like when you're, you know, my father, uncle told me when I was young, I was scared to ask a young lady out. I was like in middle school. And they were like, well, if she says no, then you just move on, you know. But the worst part is not knowing. I was like, oh. So that's how I kind of take it into, you know, pitching. It's like, the worst they can say is no. And all you need is one yes.
You know what's crazy? That kind of reminds me of the people that are scared to take a chance on starting their own companies because they're scared they're going to fail. I'm like, but if you don't start, you already failed. Like, why would you even question it? Like, right. Just try, you know? Like,
right.
You know, just try. Like, you're scared of failing, but you don't want to start. Like, not starting is failing already. Thank you. Like, but let's talk a little bit about what are some ways our listeners can support you? Because I love supporting other entrepreneurs. Yeah. I love supporting, especially people in the entertainment industry. I feel like things have changed so drastically for you guys, actors, writers, producers. And it's changing at the speed of light. Like, it's just so fast with technology disrupting everything. You learn one thing and then another technology comes and, you know, disrupts that. And then you got to learn something else. So you know, what are some ways that we can support you?
Oh, I would greatly appreciate it. Well, we're a newer company, Made for More. We just really started creating content right around the pandemic. So, you know, end of 2019, 2020. So you can go to our website, you know, madeformoreentertainment.com. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made for More Entertainment, and then subscribe to our YouTube channel. We do have content that comes out. We have a podcast called Post in Black, where we highlight post-production professionals that are from the African-American community, because not a lot of people know about that profession, especially in the Black community. A lot of people, you know, musicians, sports players are in front of the camera, but there are jobs that pay very well. And you can work on some of your favorite shows behind the camera. And that came from my brother, who's an editor and a sound designer, a music supervisor. So you can follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Made for More Entertainment, and support all the content. We definitely release new episodes of different content. Stay up to date with us, because there's a lot of things coming in the works.
Awesome. And as a producer, what advice would you give to entrepreneurs who are trying to get out there? And I know we spoke about this briefly, where you said, you know, there's room for everyone, and especially if you're authentic and different. And mm-hmm. I think we're all different and authentic, as long as we're not trying to be like someone else and, right. You know, just be the true selves. But like, for someone, it's so easy for millennials, it's so easy for Gen X, like my daughter's generation, like they're 16, 17. It's easy for them to take the camera and be like this and create something. But for someone like me in my 40s, I'm just like, ah, I have to make sure my makeup is done. It's just such a process. And I just can't seem to get comfortable to get in front of the camera and just constantly, you know, share my every little thing. Cause I just feel like it's silly. Who's gonna listen to it? But then I watch others and I'm just like, it's not that bad. It's actually kind of interesting. So what advice do you have for people like me who are really struggling with that, to just like let go and just get out there?
Yeah, well, I guess one of the best pieces of advice I got was from a writer director, Gina Prince Bythewood. She did Love and Basketball. So, you know, if you know that. And she said, you know, write what you know. And her first feature film that she wrote was Love and Basketball. And you think about that, that's her first movie that she wrote. And that's an incredible, that's one that lives on. But I would just say, you know, look at what speaks to you and really evaluate that. And then when you're able to create about what speaks to you, because sometimes, you know, as I speak from a writer's standpoint, sometimes a writer is like, oh, I want to write a big action movie. But you don't maybe know anything about action. You've seen a couple films, but you have a lot of background in culinary. And so maybe you could write a story, a short story, or a poem about culinary, and then maybe that sparks something else. A web series that I wrote years ago gained a lot of traction, but I wrote 40 pages, and my director said, the 40 pages are cool, but the first 4 pages are what really matters. So let's film those and see what happens. And then it turned from a film into a series, and we had 3 seasons of it. And so you never know, just by starting, it could spark another idea. So, you know, I would say planning, And then really looking at what speaks to you, kind of looking that out, and then try to see the end from the beginning. Because another piece of advice, it's almost like, you know, people climb the ladder of success and then realize once they get to the top, it's against the wrong wall. So you don't want to start something and then get to the top or to the mid and be like, oh, this isn't what I wanted to do. So really think about why you're doing what you're doing. And that way, you know, even in the hardest moments, it'll still motivate you to keep going, versus getting halfway down the road and then getting discouraged because you're like, I shouldn't have been doing this, or this isn't exactly what I wanted to do. So really looking at internally, taking time, planning. And then also, I think maybe finding someone or partnering with somebody else who shares a similar vision, but maybe does something different, because you can't go on your own far. So I'm an actor writer, but I partnered with somebody who is a screenwriter, and they didn't have any like jealousy about me saying I want to write now. They were able to critique my skill, and I've been able to grow, and we've been able to grow, and I'm helping them. So somebody you can build and kind of give something to them, they can give something to you, because you can't do it on your own. And that's been the biggest thing for me, to have the right people. Even if you got one friend, you got one more than a lot of other people.
That's great advice. I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yeah, for sure.
What advice do you have for people that are trying to choose their lane? Because obviously, if you get out there, you're you want to get out there and become, whether it's an expert matter on a specific topic or, you know, whatever it is that you want to get out there and become known for. And what advice do you have for people that have a few interests and aren't sure which lane to choose?
Mm-hmm. No, I would, I guess the biggest advice I would say, I would recommend going through the door that gets you in first. You know, I am an actor. I can write. You know, right now the door that's getting me into more doors was some of the writing. And then once I got in there, people saw like, oh, you act, oh, you have a nice voice, oh, you do voiceover. And so everything started coming through that. And because people looked at me different, you know, and I didn't even look at myself different, but I wrote a project and it got on a platform. Everybody said, oh man, Dave, you're doing this. And I was like, wait, what? They saw it before I did. So I would go through the door that gets you in the room, because once you're in the room, then you can casually talk about everything. And not saying that anybody's gonna, you know, downplay you if you're like, oh, I'm a chef, I can cook, I can sing, I can do this. But if you can sing, then you get in the door as a singer and you're talking to a manager, say, well, I've acted in the past. Oh, you act too. Oh, wow. You know, oh, that's great. What are you acting? You know, it's a little bit less of a little bit easier conversation to have. So go through the door that gets you in. Once you're in, learn all you can, and then use that and find the natural opportunities to share what else you do as well.
I love that. I love that advice. You know, I kind of used that strategy when I had a shoe company. Mm-hmm. I ended up on a reality TV show on TLC called Brides of Beverly Hills. And I remember people always ask me, how did you end up having that? Like, how did you get in there? I'm like, I just went to a bridal show and then I was really social. I met with so-and-so. And then the producer came and asked if they could, you know, speak to me, interview and talk about my shoes. And then he liked me and he offered. So it's like, go through the door, but be, my advice is also just open the door, any door, just right. Keep moving, take right. Steps forward. But always be prepared, because you never know when the opportunity is going to come, and you always want to be ready for that opportunity, you know, whether it's just looking the part or feeling confident and knowing what to say, having your elevator pitch, all of that, you know. So
to your point really quickly, everything you said is spot on. And I'll just say like two things really quickly. I always joke and I say, you can't get ready when it's time to go. So, you know what I mean? When it's time to go, my dad was very, you know, time oriented. So it's like, when it's time to go, it's not time to pack. And then one of my first jobs, I worked at the Kodak Theater, Dolby Theater, as a tour guide. And I just, my thought process was to say, I wonder if I could work where the Oscars are. And so I just sent an email and ended up being a tour guide. And I was like, oh, I could be a tour guide. But then I didn't know that the tour guides actually get to go to the Oscars. And then because I did voiceovers, I got to be the voice of God at the Oscars for like 10 years. But it was me being a tour guide and just saying, I wonder if I could work there. So it's like, you could see that job description, be like, I don't want to be a tour guide, and not know that that was a door that's going to lead you to so many other opportunities and chances, you know. So that was something that stuck with me. That was my first job upon moving to Los Angeles, and that was 15 years ago, and that I haven't looked back since.
Amazing. David, your story is so inspiring, and thank you for doing such amazing work with Made for More Entertainment. We'll have all the details for our listeners in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope to have you back again. And
it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.